Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of It Takes a Village, a Gaggle podcast. I am very excited today, for we are launching a new series, Behind the Screen, The Human Side of Gaggle. I have a very special guest here today. Her name is Maddie Gorski. She is Gaggle's safety team supervisor. Hi, Maddie.
Hi, Melanie. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Awesome. I would love for you to just give us a little introduction of yourself, if you could.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been at Gaggle for just over 5 years. I started as a safety rep, so one of the people on the front line reviewing content. And then I became a safety team supervisor with my own team of reps starting in 2022. So I've gotten to experience Gaggle kind of growing up and becoming, the company that we know it as today, which has been really cool. My background is I got a degree in English education. I student taught and got some classroom experience. And then I decided that it wasn't for me. A lot of the people in education who might be listening have probably experienced some of the shifts that are going on in education. And for me, I realized that being in the classroom just wasn't for me. I'm definitely more of an introvert. And so my job behind my computer screen works out pretty well for me. But I knew that I wanted to do something adjacent to education and still be true to myself and wake up feeling good every day. So I started searching around. I didn't really even know much about ed tech before I came across Gaggle, and ended up kind of stumbling into this job opportunity and found a balance of, a job that let me help people, help kids, that let me sort of fulfill what I view as sort of like my personal mission here on earth of helping others, especially people who are struggling with their mental health, while still kind of getting to live my hermit cave life from my home. So I definitely am happy to be here.
Excellent, excellent. And completely relate about the hermit living and and the fact that we can just still accomplish so much, right, by being in the comfort of our own home. Absolutely. Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you. Thank you very much for that background. I learned a little bit right here as well, kind of where you came from.
Yeah.
So for those who aren't really familiar, if you could just kind of explain what exactly is a safety team?
Yeah, yes. I say that so casually, like we should all know what that is. So the safety team, it's a group of, at this point, I want to say we have almost 30 people on the team as a whole. And we are the folks who are reviewing the content that comes in from our partners at school districts and from the students. And the safety team, that's the people who are actually sending out those alerts that people receive, that are making those phone calls that sometimes maybe wake people up in the middle of the night or early in the morning, and are actually sort of working through those items that get flagged.
Perfect, perfect. So Maddie, define for me what exactly human review is.
So in our case, our items come into an initial queue and they're reviewed by contractors, and they are just making a high level decision of whether to resolve it and just sort of leave it be, or whether to escalate it up. And so items that do get escalated up end up in a secondary queue that is then reviewed by the safety reps, some of whom are on my team. And at that point, they're making the decision, do we resolve this? Is this actually not a concern? Or do we send an alert for it? And so at that point, that is when, reps start making those calls to our partners at school districts. So that's kind of how we're looking at human review. We've got a layer of contractors, and then we've got a layer of our full-time employees who are actually working those items in detail.
Perfect. Perfect. So it truly is a couple tiers, that every incident is going through.
Absolutely. Yep.
And I know that, the title of this is Behind the Screens, the Real Side of Human Review. Just explain to me why human review is special here at Gaggle, why that is so important.
Yeah, I think that, these are sensitive issues. These are, we're dealing with situations where people are talking about things in kind of a, I'm not sure what the word I'm looking for here is, like maybe kind of a coded way. Sometimes people are talking around the situations that they're dealing with. And one, without humans, it's sort of hard to parse those shades of gray in the language that people are using. And two, I think that it's there's some heart behind what we're doing. There's extra emotional energy behind what we're doing. I think a lot of people on the team, and actually it's funny, I was just talking with the rest of the safety team supervisors, the rest of the people on my team, and one of them mentioned that a lot of us were these kids, were these kinds of kids that Gaggle is helping today. And, you know, we talked about how we wished that Gaggle had been around when we were in school, because, you know, so many of us would have gotten help for the issues that we were dealing with much earlier. So I think that not only do we, as humans reviewing these items, get to look at them with a little bit more of like a discerning eye, but we also get to look at it with a lot of compassion and, like I said, sort of that heart component.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think what you're saying too, is just kind of a lot of what you're seeing in your position within the safety team in general, it can be relatable, right?
And absolutely.
On the other side, and can intervene. I mean, that must make everything feel very fulfilling.
It's really fulfilling. It is. I, having had my own struggles with mental health, my own struggles with abuse, my own struggles with, you know, my identity, my own struggles with, you know, being a kid on the internet, I think that when I was a kid, that was, you know, sort of just beginning. But for kids right now, that's such a huge part of their lives. And so being able to intervene, being able to, you know, then see students talking about how Gaggle alerted on something in their drive and they got, you know, therapy because of it, or they received some kind of support because of that. It's really fulfilling, and kind of in like a healing my inner child way on some level, where it really is, it warms my heart to be able to bring that to a kid's life who's struggling.
I love that. I love, and thank you for saying that. And thank you for what you're doing. Most importantly, for sure.
Thank you.
So tell me, as a Gaggle team safety supervisor, what does your day-to-day look like, in the sense, what time are you logging on? You know, is 24/7, 365 monitoring? What does that look like? Just kind of like after you have your morning coffee, what's going on?
Well, so it's funny you say that. I don't get my opportunity for my morning coffee until a little later in the day, because I actually start work at 6 a.m. Central Time. So since we do have people working around the clock, a lot of the times there are issues that come up at, you know, 4 or 5 a.m. that come up before most people are awake. So I kind of take that early shift of being able to provide our team with support if they are, you know, having to deal with a difficult call or parse out some kind of issue with an item. I'm able to be there for them. So I get up, I walk into my home office, and get my day started right in front of the computer. I do a lot of auditing. So I am looking through decisions that were made the week prior, and I'm able to provide feedback to the safety reps who are actually working those items, and say, you know, we handled this one really well. This one, we might want to take a different action next time. So a lot of my work is about double checking and making sure that we're handling incidents the best way possible.
I love that. And I mean, it just makes us that much better, right?
By
just
yes.
Their categories the right way. I love that you're constantly coaching too at the same time.
Yes.
Right. That's amazing.
Yes. Definitely. And so my day might look very different depending on the day. Sometimes I am head down and working through those audits for most of my day. And then sometimes I am, you know, in calls and in meetings with my safety reps a lot of the day, or, you know, handling Slack DMs on, you know, whatever issue might come up. So it varies a lot depending on, just like the cues vary, the way that we get items to our reps, just like that varies from day to day. I would say my day to day also varies quite a bit.
Well, that makes it good too, right? Just to have a little bit of life and some variety going on there.
Absolutely. Yep.
Awesome. So you obviously handle a lot. You audit, you take the calls, you know, kind of all of the above. What do you do that is your favorite thing to do here at Gaggle?
My favorite thing. I think helping students is the core of what we do. And my favorite thing that I get to do is actually help the helpers. So being able to be a shoulder to lean on or cry on if, you know, a rep worked a particularly difficult, sensitive item and is worried about that student, being able to be there to sort of walk them through that, or being able to provide a reminder to, you know, step away and take a break or do something nice for themselves. It's a tough job that is, while being so fulfilling, it can also take a toll. And so I really love being able to just support and coach the safety reps and help them improve, help them get better at their job, but also help them feel better and take care of themselves.
You know, you are seeing what makes Gaggle Gaggle, right? So, I mean, you, Maddie, how do you stay healthy for yourself?
Well, number one would be therapy. I love therapy. I attend weekly, and it's very good for me and definitely helps with the, you know, stressors of this job. I think part of it is that the team is really interconnected and really active, and we work really hard to kind of support each other and bring little light moments of brevity to each other's day, whether it's like posting a meme or just sharing a question in a channel, like, what do you guys all like to have for Thanksgiving? Different things that just keep us sort of, pull us back into our reality for a little and help us feel connected to each other. And then in terms of some of the more difficult things that we see, I have found that like containment practices are very helpful, because we see a lot of graphic violent content, you know, a lot of things that will stick in your brain, and kind of learning how to contain those images that might keep popping up so that you can live your life and be all right. And then ultimately, you know, sort of release them or bring some warmth to those images and kind of process through them. I've found that that is really useful. I meditate a lot. I journal a lot. I just basically try to keep myself as, do some proactive, mentally healthy activities so that, you know, you don't want to be in a dark place and then also be reading suicide notes for a lot of your day. So it's a lot of noticing how I'm feeling and how I'm responding to what I'm seeing, and knowing when I need to do those things to sort of ground myself.
If I can just say, I'm just very proud of you for recognizing how to take care of yourself, and just very courageous of you as well to kind of be able to separate what you deal with. I mean, on a day-to-day basis, this is your job, this is your profession, you know, and just very, very proud of you for doing that for yourself, because that is foremost, like, you got to take care of number one. You do a phenomenal job here because of that. So thank you. Thank you very much. So hugely.
Thank you so much.
Proud of you. Of course. Of course. So this is maybe a silly question, but what advice would you give someone, or to encourage someone, to be a safety team member?
Oh yeah. Wow. Not silly at all. Cause I think I have this conversation with people in my life sometimes where I'm like, well, you know, we've got an opening on the team. Here's why you might love it. If someone wanted to be on the safety team, or if I was trying to convince someone to join the safety team, I would tell them that you get to feel like a real life superhero. You get to leave, you know, most people, they go to their jobs and they get their job done and they clock out, and, you know, that's kind of the long and short of it. Even though it's so challenging, knowing that you saved a life that day, knowing that, you know, a student who is being abused is that their district knows and is going to be able to help and intervene. That is, it's almost addictive, honestly. There's a reason why so many of us stay, even though it is really challenging. It's that fulfillment of getting to know that you helped a real person out there, and not just a person, but a kid who is struggling. So for me, that's the main motivator. That's the big, juicy, delicious piece of this job, is getting to help. But beyond that, taking the mission out of it, I think that if you're going to be doing that kind of work, Gaggle is the place to be doing it, because one of the things that drew me in was just how kind everybody is, how caring everybody here is. And you just don't necessarily see that everywhere that you go. And so I think if you want to do some kind of helping, be in some kind of helping profession, the environment is going to be crucial for you being able to do that job at all, but keep yourself mentally healthy while you're doing it. And so I think just being the fact that we do this job in the environment that we do it in, that makes it really special.
Thank you. Maddie, anything else that we should know about you?
Anything else you should know about me? So this is an audio thing, but Melanie can see behind me, I've got a huge bookshelf, big reader. My husband and I recently cataloged all of our books, and we had, I think, like 1,500 in our entire house, which it's a little, I would say, takes the reading from a normal hobby to kind of a weird hobby. I love to write. I love to make collages. So I'm a big creative sort of hobby person. But maybe my weirdest hobby would be, I love Dungeons and Dragons. Kind of a stereotypical nerd hobby. But big fan of like tabletop role playing games. My husband also got me really into that. I also hula hoop for fun and exercise. I love my hula hoop. I got it a few years ago on a whim, and at first I was thinking, oh, what a big mistake I've made, because I couldn't hula hoop for more than 3 seconds without dropping it. But then I started, getting in the hula hoop forums, and people were saying, no, that's part of the workout in the early stages, is leaning down to pick up your hula hoop, stay with it. And I did. And now I hula hoop pretty much every day on my lunch break. And I think that's another thing that helps keep me sane and keep me healthy, is that I am just hula hooping the worries away to some loud music during my lunch break.
So the important question of this is, what's your longest time now?
Oh, I mean, now I do it for at least a half an hour. But I think I could go longer if I wanted to. So I gotta test it.
Stays up for 30 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's impressive. That's
I'm shocked that I got to that point. I definitely didn't foresee that when I initially started.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. That is amazing. I love that you're doing that. I can just picture break time, just getting up and moving the hips.
Yep, and some loud music for sure. Definitely makes it even better.
That's what a great way to kind of put a break in the day as well.
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely.
Excellent. Well, Maddie, thank you so much. I am so glad that we got a chance to talk to you. This is the first of hopefully many in this, like I said, new series, Behind the Screen, The Human Side of Gaggle. You'll hear from Maddie again. We'll have some more great topics, but really, truly appreciate your time today. I'm glad that listeners all got a chance to hear and learn more about you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.